give us a summary and message.
所以呢，今天可以有机会回来给我们一些分享。
And we'll have honor have her introduce herself and also share her story.
我们让她自己介绍一下自己，然后和我们分享。
Okay, Joanne, it's all yours.
Good morning. Thank you. There we go. In Malawi, I would say "mazuka bunch." That means good morning. And then I would also say, "Oh, I'm sorry."
是在马拉维，他们是说另外一种。
I haven't.
早上好。
Been preaching for a while. And then "zikomo konbiri," meaning "thank you very much."
另外一个就是说谢谢。
For being here.
非常高兴在这边。
It is an honor.
这个是我的荣幸。
The your church right now that is not large in number.
所以这边我们教会没有很多的人。
But what you give me monthly financially is incredible.
但是你给了我很多的经济上的支持。
And I really honor your faithfulness to that. It's very special.
我非常感谢你们，这很特别。
When I came here from Malawi about a week ago.
我一周前从马拉维回来。
My pastor there, he's called an abusa.
He's called abusa.
Abusa, it's the Malawian word for pastor.
我在讲一个非洲他们那边的话叫牧师，他们的牧师。
He sent greetings to you.
然后我们那边的牧师也向你们问好。
And this is what he said.
他这样讲。
Hello, Joanna. That's what they call me.
他说你好 ，Joanna， 你好。
How are you?
他说你好。
How is America?
他说美国感觉怎么样
？I'm happy for the pictures you send.
我收到你的发的照片了。
I'm happy you are in America.
我很高兴你可以回到美国。
Greet the church.
向教会问好。
And the people in it.
还有向教会里的人问好。
All the best to you. That's what we say in Malawi. All the best.
就是祝你们好。
And he greets the pastor particularly.
然后他特别向您牧师问好。
And your family particularly.
特别向你的家人家庭。
The whole village, my whole village greets you.
他说我们整个的村庄的人都向你们问好。
And they have asked me to tell you that I'm only visiting.
我只是来访问一下。
And I will come back to Africa.
然后还会应该还是会回来的吧。
So just a little bit about my story of how I ended up in Malawi.
就简单讲一下我为什么会去到马拉维。
In 2010, I was graduating from the U of O.
2010年从那个 U O 毕业。
In a education program.
是在一个教育系毕业。
And I had a chance to take just a different course, an elective.
我选了不同的课程，还有选修课。
So I chose contemporary Africa.
我选了一个叫现代非洲的一门课。
And for the course, we had to write a paper.
然后我们要写一篇这个小论文。
About just something in contemporary Africa.
就关于现代非洲的一些事情。
So this has been a while, but I remember getting on Google and just I don't know what I typed in.
我就在 Google 上搜索，我不知道当时输入了什么字。
But I came up with an article about an organization in Malawi to help young girls.
但是我就看到一篇文章，讲到在马拉维这个地方，他们来帮助一些年轻的女孩。
Meaning 9 to 12 years old.
是就9到12岁的女孩子。
And they told a story about one particular girl.
特别中间讲到一个女孩的故事。
Who was 9 at the time?
她那个时候是9岁。
Lived out in the village, even further out than the village I live in.
住在一个比我去那个更偏远的另外一个村庄。
And her job was to carry water from a river a mile away to the house.
她的工作是从家几里以外把那个水要搬回家。
So it took several trips to cook and do laundry and every morning.
所以她每天要去来回好几次来准备那个像洗衣服啦做饭的水。
So she often didn't get to go to school.
所以她就没有这个机会去学校。
And then there was a plan, and I'll say this carefully because I know we have young people in the room. The parents had planned as a way to make money for the family to sell her. That's can I say that? That was the goal. They were just going to sell her.
对这个家庭，而且会有那种计划，就有一天会把这个孩子就女孩就卖掉了。
So I hope that's discreet enough. This organization intervened.
然后当时那个组织呢就那个参与了，介入了这个事情。
The main thing they did was they brought an another organization to come drill a well. It's called a borehole.
所以他们那个组织联合另外的一个组织在当地呢就钻了一口井。
For the whole village, they can just pump water right there.
是为他们整个村庄都钻了一口井，所以他们就可以直接从那个井里面取水。
So now she could go to school.
然后呢，这个女孩就可以去学校了。
And they came in with some ideas for a small business for her parents.
然后还他们还帮助她的父母开始做一些小生意。
So the family could live without doing something desperate for this child.
所以这个家庭就不用，比如把这个女孩卖掉这样。
So they gave her a future.
所以给这个女孩有一个将来的有个希望。
So that article I'm a mother and a grandmother, and to think that a girl who's nine does not have can't have education, can't have a future, that just hurt my heart.
作为一个母亲，也是个祖母，看到一个孩子，一个女孩遭受这样的遭遇，就让我的心很心痛。
And of course, it's not just the girls. Everybody, it's hard. It's the third poorest country in the world.
这个不单是这个女孩，而且是这个整个那个地区。
So the Lord called me to help.
所以我就神呼召我来做这个事情。
There was a point I didn't go till last year, but the year before that I could see, I saw the Lord in Malawi calling me, just a picture, like saying, Joanne, just come, sell all your stuff, just come. That's what I saw.
在我去之前的一年，我觉得我就能看到那样一个画面，一个意象，就是神在呼召我，让我去，让我去。
So that's what I did. I sold my car. I gave everything away.
我就把我的车卖了，把所有东西都卖了。
People came alongside to support me financially.
有很多人就来帮助我，在经济上可以帮助我。
So that at this moment, standing in Corvallis, the only thing I have here is my family and my friends, you people.
所以当今天我站在科村这个地方，我所有的只有你们，只有我的朋友们。
Because people in my second home country.
和我的在我的第二家乡的那些人们
，which is Malawi, they worry that I'm going to come back, and there's nothing to come back to.
然后马拉维的人就害怕我们，害怕我没有就不会回去。
So that's how that happened. I have here in Corvallis about a year and a half ago.
在这里大概一年半以前
，I met the president of a foundation called Life Care Malawi.
我遇见了那个有一个这个组织叫做关心马拉维这个组织，他们的这个叫主席。
He was here going to the university.
他在这边上学。
He is Malawian. He founded this organization. He's Malawian. Do you know him, Dr. Matapuri, or just you understand what I'm talking about? He found me on Facebook that I was posting about Malawi.
那这个人呢，他自己是马拉维人，他在这边上学，所以他就是在这个组织里面，他在 Facebook 上看到我的这个发的这个帖子。
And we were both here. We lived about 5 minutes apart.
然后我们住在相距只有五分钟的路。
And that's who I serve with is that organization, and we met each other here.
然后我们就在这个地方认识了。
So I'd like to just share a little bit from I have some pictures.And to kind of dovetail in the message, the theme of the message is Ecclesiastes 3.
那我有一些照片，我用的经文就是这个《传道书》第三章。
And it's primarily the first verse, and that verse says, "To everything there is a season."
那特别是第一节，他第一节这样讲，他说凡事都有定期。
And a time to every purpose under the heaven.
天下万物都有定时。
So I'm going to use the rest of Ecclesiastes 3 to help frame the story I'll tell you with the pictures.
然后我想用这个照片，然后用这个第三章所有这些经文来描述。
So it won't be every single verse in this chapter.
我不会一节一节这样讲过去。
So the first thing about seasons and purposes that I want to talk about is time. Seasons indicate time, right? Through the year we have seasons, physical seasons.
我们有每一年我们有这个节气，就讲到这个是时间。
And what I've learned in Malawi is that what we think about time here is we want to get more done in less time. that's how we look at time.
我们看时间就觉得时间 越来越少。
In Malawi, I'm learning to get less done in more time. And I'll explain that. Go ahead. Less done in more time.
Less done in more time. 花更多的时间做更少的事情。在马拉维学到这个。
Because it's a village, and we're from different ethnic groups sitting here, but we're still Americans, and we have a lot to do.
在美国有不同的民族，然后但是你还是在美国，美国人。
I've been back now for 2 weeks. I go home in about a week.
In about a week.
In about.
然后我现在回来，然后再过一周就要回去。
And I'm in what's called reverse culture shock.
然后这个就是一种这种文化上的这种冲击很大。
All the cars, all the people, all the stores. It's just like it's too much.
有这么多人，这么多车，还有这么多商店，对我来说就好像有点太多了。
So in a village, a store is a little wooden shack thing connected.
然后在村庄里面，他们有那个小的商店，就是像木头的那商店。
In the village, we greet each other. Everybody greets each other. So it takes time to get from point A to point B.
然后他们在村庄里面，每一个人见到面都互相问好，所以你从 A 到 B 要走很久。
Yeah. So as like I've been here, I take walks. I'm staying with a friend up in the hills, and I take walks in the morning and in the evening, and I greet everybody. Good afternoon, good evening. They're all looking at me like, oh, that's nice. You know,
so here.
Yeah, here.
So 从这边去看一个朋友，走过去的时候，见到每一个人都要跟他们问安。
Because I've learned a little how to kind of slow down.
我就学习怎样能够让自己慢下来。
Okay, so the first picture, we're going to turn to this picture. This is literally about seasons. In here, I got off the plane, something's bothered me. Something's pollinating that I'm allergic to. This tree, when I first got there last year, was pollinating and I was miserable. It didn't occur to me till about a month or two ago that Africa has two growing seasons. It's back. So I get to live with that twice in a year. So I just thought that's my relationship to Africa and Oregon, except we go through it twice instead of once.
所以这个照片就能很解释那个关于那个季节节气的，这棵树它就有正好我们这个季节是那个过敏的季节，它就有很多这个过敏的症状。然后但是在马拉维的时候，好有一棵 similar tree， 有一棵同样的树，
是
马拉维。然后这棵树我就要有两次的这个有这个过敏的症状。
So it's a symbol of how we have to grow and change. When I saw that the second time, I thought this is a challenge to change.
然后这个是我们对于每个人来说，这个改变都是很有挑战的。
Because it's okay to complain about allergies once when you live in a new country. It's not okay to complain about it twice.
如果你有这个过敏的话，你很难说在一个新的地方你能两次要过敏。
So that's a thing. And I'd like to go on to the next slide. And in this section, this is, I call it a time to love. It is in Ecclesiastes 3. There's a time to love. These are kids from my preschool.
在这个传道书第三章里面讲到有这个爱也有时间，所以这张照片就解释这个。这个是在我的这个小幼儿园的这个小朋友们。
I gave them sidewalk chalk and they are drawing on my porch.
然后给他们一些粉笔，让他们在地上可以画。
And that was a big deal to them that.
这对他们来说是一件很高兴的事情。
And then the next one.
然后下一个。
This is my young friend Peace.
Young friend.
His name is Peace.
Peace. 他的一个很年轻的好朋友叫 Peace， 平安的意思。
And he is one of many young friends, 25 and down that come to my house.
这是他很多的这些小朋友，20岁以下的这些小朋友们。
They eat my American food.
吃我做的这个美国的食物。
They play Uno and checkers and chess.
他们打这个 Uno 这个牌，玩下那个棋。
And they get to hang around the American lady.
然后他们就和这一个美国的一个女士在一起。
Because you know America is something they really think about and want to visit, and so all of a sudden America showed up in their village.
应该很少有美国人会到那个地方，然后突然就有一个美国人出现在他们面前。
And these are the future of Malawi people this age.
这个就是 马拉维他们 未来的下一代。
And the future of the church everywhere. This is the future. These kids.
是他们也是他们教会的一个未来。
So they are always welcome in my house. In fact, my door is usually always open because of the weather.
然后我的家门也一直打开，他们都可以随时来。
And then the next one.
下一个。
These are neighbor girls that have drawn water for me and cleaned my house.
这是我隔壁的邻居家的孩子，他们就会帮我打水。
And they come. There's six of them. They come. Their siblings come.
然后他们的兄弟姐妹都会一起来，大概有六个。
And at Christmas last year, they helped me make cards and all kinds of things. I had in a big basket and went around and gave out. They helped me do it.
然后呢，去年圣诞节的时候，他们帮我做一些那个卡片。
We just have very sweet young people in the village.
那边村里的人都非常好。
The next one, this is a time to laugh. This is right out of the scriptures too. These are two of the dearest women in my village, and I went to take the picture, and they made them laugh. And I just love that image of women together who enjoy being together.
这是讲到这个欢笑有时，我就特地要拍这个照片，让他们笑的这个照片，很好看到这些就是女孩子们可以在一起的这些时间。
Life for women is difficult.
对于女生来说，生活很不易。
They carry water, they carry wood.
他们要这个搬水，要搬这个木材。
Do everything by hand.
然后都是徒手来做的。
So when there are times to just sit and be together, that's very precious.
对他们来说，能坐下来聊聊天是很珍贵的时间。
And they honor me by coming to see me.
然后他们我很有荣幸让他们可以一直来我这边。
The next one is a time to plant.
然后下一个就是种有时。
That's me.
然后那个是我。
And this is the one rare time they allow me to actually hold and implement a tool.
这很少他们会让我真的去拿一个这样的一个工具。
That I'm just not allowed to help farm, but I was that day allowed. I was raking stones off to make a path.
就很少他们让我在这个地里真的去干活。那一天呢，我就去把那个石头给清开。
But the next slide is more real. The next one.
然后下一个，那就是跟真正的人是在干活了。
This lovely woman, I call her Solomon's mother.
我这个很可爱的这个女人，我叫她所罗门的妈妈。
Because she has a son named Solomon, and I call her that.
因为她确实有一个叫所罗门的儿子。
She is dear and good-hearted and kind.
她心非常好，非常可爱。
She's a friend. The woman that I live with, that I serve at the preschool, she's a dear friend of hers.
她是我在那个教那个小幼儿园的一个母亲的朋友。
And she will just show up and stay with Mrs. Matapuri for a month and help.
然后她就是来和她的那个朋友住在一起，然后帮她干活。
And this was planting corn, planting maize.
然后这个就是在种那个玉米。
So the next one is a time to harvest.
然后下一个就是收获有时。
She's in this picture too. The corn's grown and it's dry, and they're taking it off the cobs. That's what they're doing. They're taking it off the cobs.
啊，这个时候还是刚才那个女的还在这个里面，他们就是把玉米那个掰开。
On they're just on her front porch, Mrs. Matapuri's front porch, just working together.
他就在他那个朋友家的这个前面，他们在一起干活。
I came and brought a book. There was a little boy that needed something to do. I brought a book and showed him a book.
我去就把一个书给那边一个男孩。
But they did not allow me to do the
他们
the actual work. I just they don't let me.
他们就是他们不让我去做这些活。
But I had the pleasure of being with them.
然后
in their company, and it's such a special time.There's a lot to do, but it's done in a way we're together. They're together on that porch working, or they're together in the fields working. There's a togetherness about women.
我有那个重担，就要跟他们在一起。他们在干活的时候也在一起，在地里面的时候也在一起。在那个地方好像就有一个要，就大家要在一起干活的这样一种文化。
And I don't know a lot about the Chinese culture, but when I moved to Malawi, I learned it's very much a we culture. We're one in a village.
所以不知道中国文化，但是在他们的文化里面就有一个就我们的这样一种文化，就是大家都是一样的一个整体的。
The American that I am, we're very eye-centered. I culture.
所以在美国文化里面，我们更多的是我自我的一种文化，是以自己为中心的。
So I've had to unlearn some things.
我要学习一些新的东西。
And one of the main things I've had to unlearn is that I'm not to, self-sufficient. That's kind of a big word. To always take care of yourself rather than ask for help.
Yeah, you need to unlearn.
I've learned how to ask for help.
Not self-sufficient.
Not, yeah.
我要学习不是总是来满足自己为自己的，我要来学习这个新的文化。
So we want to move along. The next one is, they say it moving around. Joanna's always moving around. And that little boy made that toy because there really aren't toys in villages. That you have to make your own. So he made that. Let me take his picture.
然后这个他就做了自己的这个一个玩具，没有很多玩具，他自己做自己的玩具，可以到处，他看到我可以到处的走来走去。
And then the next one, that's my barber, cuts my hair.
这个是我的发型师。
I chose him because his little shop is right on the road that you walk through. It's a dirt, sandy road. But I wanted people to know that the American lady got her haircut in the village. So they come and watch me get my haircut.
我选他，因为他的那个店就在那个要走的那条路的旁边，所以他们就知道有一个美国的女士要剪头发，他就来帮她剪头发。
So what's happened is he and I have, we started this thing, I'll go by and we'll go like this, you know, like, oh, you're the one that cuts my hair. Now, a lot of the adults see me, they do this.
So, 当他剪我的头, cuts my hair, and
yeah,
share this.
High five, thumbs up. And the kids and I don't know where this got started, but they call me Joanna Bo, or Joanna Bobo.
我不知道为什么这些小孩就叫我 Joanna Bobo.
Yeah, it means high.Bo, hi, Bobo, we're talking. Bo, Bobo, like that.
所以那个 Bo 好像就是
It's a greeting. It's a greeting.
就是问候的讲话。
So if I said Bo to you, you would go Bobo back to me. That's what happens. So the kids will go Joanna Bo, and then I'll go Joanna Bobo, and then we touch all through the village. And so it's.
所以我就跟他们说 Bo.然后回应的就是你要啵啵，然后碰一碰手指，就他们交流的方式。
So yeah, it's a really nice way, a really good connection, and I love that with the adults and the kids.
我非常喜欢那边的人，大人和小孩。
The next slide. Thank you very much. You're doing great back there. We had what are called the heavy rains.
我们把那边叫做那个下大雨。
No one living inMalawi remembers, the southern part of Malawi remembers this. It was 3.5 days of steady heavy rain all the way through, around the clock.
Okay,
three and a half days of solid rain. I never left my house.
就他们要下三天半的那个超级大倾盆大雨，就你都不能出房子的那种。
These are village homes and walls, and the bricks are made out of what's available, the soil. They're fired, but they could not hold up with this much rain. Houses fell, walls fell. One of my teachers sent me a message, I can't come in because my house fell down.
哦，他们做的那个，他们用的那个烧的那个砖是没有办法承受这么大的雨的，所以在那个时候很多房子就会倒掉。他的一个那个他教幼儿园的老师就会给他 message。跟他说他的房子倒了。
So these three men are rebuilding even now the wall around where the preschool is like security for the kids.
所以这三个男的就到现在还在重建那个他们小那个幼儿园那个学校的那个墙，因为墙倒掉了。
And that type of rebuilding is going on all over southern Malawi.
是在整个马拉维南部，他们都在做这个事情。
So these are wonderful men. That's Lazarus and his father Joseph. Lazarus is on the far left. Joseph is in the middle.
所以说那个这三个人，那个最左边那个叫拉撒路，中间那个叫约瑟。
I don't know the third person, but they're Christians, and it's been really an image. I mean, you're already getting the image because you're Christians of what rebuilding a wall is. It's rebuilding your spiritual life. It's rebuilding your thought life. It's things that have fallen down. In this case, it was.Rain that no one had ever seen, and it's been because I've been walking around the village watching things go back up, some that aren't, and it's just been to me a very a season that has a purpose of rebuilding lives.
所以我们可以看到这个照片，他们三个都是基督徒，他们在重建这些墙。我可以看到一个画面，就是我们在重建我们自己的生活，重建我们这个属灵的这个生命。
And then the next part is, the first says a time to gain and a time to lose. This is a time to gain. These are new friends.
然后下一个是讲到这个收获有时，收获有时。
This is Pastor Samuel Mafolo from Assemblies of God Church. That's his home village.
这个是一个牧师叫做萨姆尔。
That's the corn he planted.
这是他种的这个玉米地。
And I'm standing in front of the house he built.
我是站在他自己建的那个房子的前面。
And I know, I just want to explain just a little bit about home villages. They are sacred. They probably are in China too. I imagine. I don't know. Here we're not. We don't have home villages in America like this.
Home village.
A place where for generations, those are your people. They, you know, they go back. Yes. And to them, it's almost sacred that that's their home village.
啊，就是好像是一个家族自己建的一个小的村庄，对他们来说这是很隐秘的一个地方。
So that's he invited me to come. I got to meet people there. And if somebody dies, even if they die in a big city, the body is taken to their village.And they're buried there, and it's just a connection to a place that we don't really have in this country anyway.
对，在我们这边没有，好像没有这个样的地方，就是他们家族的人，即使在外面死了，也要把自己运回到这个地方，所以他有幸被邀请去。
Sorry, the next one is just a family in the village. The man happens to be blind. He happens to be blind, and I got to meet him. They kids, there's 9 kids, and I was able to use some resource that.People gave me to help with their pencils and copybooks and things that they need.
所以这我在那边那个村庄里面碰到了一个家庭，这个男主人不幸这个眼睛失明，然后但是他们有9个孩子，所以我就用我的一些这个有手上有的一些资源，什么一些笔啦这些的送给他们。
So thank you for that because you were part of that.
所以谢谢你们，这个也是有些是从你们而来的。
And the next one is a different village.
这是另外一个村庄。
And the young man in the red shirt is a good friend of mine.
这个穿红衬衫的是我的一个朋友。
To his right is an elderly aunt.
是一个他坐在他旁边的是一个年长的一个阿姨。
And back in the shadow, you can barely see that's his dad. Can you see him back there? Okay, it's hard to see.
你可以看到 her dad or
his dad.、
Oh, his dad.
His dad is back in the shadows.
哦，是这个男的，他的父亲是坐在那个后面那个。
At that point, his dad was dying, and Nelson has become the head of the family—not just his biological family, but a village family.
哦，因为他的父亲身体不好，所以他说这个男的也要成为一个当地的类似像族长一样这样一个身份。
And two days before I came here, his dad died.
那我来这边两天前，他的父亲去世。
So if you're willing to, afterwards, I don't know what kind of time we'll have. I've been taking selfies.Me with people and sending back to him to kind of connect him to. There's more life is going on. You know, he's having a very hard time.
So he 现在这个很艰难。我待会儿大家如果可以的话，我们可以自拍有些自拍照，然后可以发给他，可以有这样互相的。
So God's with him. It's just been encouraging to him to get these pictures.
神，我相信神跟他在一起，但是我们给他发一些照片，就是来鼓励他。
So the next one is, these are girls, it's they're this beautiful purple dress. There's coloring. It might be hard to see. There's a little train. They're coloring. I took things with me. Whenever I go, I take crayons and markers and things. And those are things that were all purchased by people that give. So when I go to a village and they color, there you went with me because you gave the supplies.
所以这边那个女孩子穿的很漂亮的那个紫色的这些衣服，他们在用那个蜡笔在画画，这是我用大家的这些帮助的支持买的这些画笔，我都会带在身上，碰到他们就给他们，他们就在那边画。所以在这个地方的时候，你们也是在那里的。
Okay. And then the next one is that same village, and that's me doing what I do best, hanging out with kids.
是另外还是那个村庄，就我和这些孩子们在一起。
Yeah, just beautiful, beautiful children.
就是非常美丽、非常漂亮的孩子们。
And then the next one is time to speak. This is out of Ecclesiastes 3 also. This is on my front porch. I'm actually wearing the skirt that I'm wearing right now and a different top. This was made in Malawi, but just to let you know, we have tailors. They have just market stalls with treadle sewing machines, and you buy some fabric, and they make things for you. So, oh, I'm sorry.
下面讲到就是这个叫诉说有时，还是从这个传道书来的。这个是在我的家的这个前院子里面，我穿的是和今天一样的这个衣服，是在当地买的。他们有那个当地的裁缝可以帮你做这些衣服。
So you just told them about the Bibles? What did you just say? Oh, I'm sorry. What did you just tell them? Here? Okay, all right.
Not yet.
There, okay. So those Bibles were purchased by you guys?
就是我们一起，包括你们都买的那些圣经。
Right. There were people that, some Americans from my church in Corvallis came to train for evangelism, but people didn't have Bibles. So then this church and that church money bought the Bibles that they're getting. There were five people. And that's, they're not all there, but that's the picture that you're seeing. These were people that they want to pastor churches. They want to be evangelists and they didn't even have a Bible. They're in Chichewa. They were together.
就是我们这边的教会就是买了那个圣经，也训练他们那边的传道人。所以这就他们大概有五个。然后他们是有这个心去建立教会，在当地这样传道，当然他们甚至连圣经都没有。
And then the next one, those are just, I preach. When I went for the first 6 months, nobody even knew I was a licensed pastor. I really wanted it that way. I just fell in love with the village, did all kinds of things, and then they asked me to preach.
那这个下一张照片是我在那边讲道，我开始去的前六个月，没有人知道我其实是一个有执照的牧师，但我刻意这样做，这样可以大家建立关系，然后后来就可以开始，我就可以开始讲道。
And the reason that I hadn't in the beginning wanted to be thought of, it's called Abusa, is because I don't have a church like you have a church. I'm a person. I'm like the pastor of my home.
哦，一开始就没有教堂，不像这边有教堂，就是其实我的教会就是在家里面。
But now it all flows together.
然后现在都 are people.
Yeah, right.
所以大家都聚在我家里面。
So they see me as.They call me Sister Joanna or Joanna Bobo.
所以他们叫我 Joanna 姐妹或 Joanna Bobo.
Or Abusa Joanna.
Abusa Pastor.
Pastor Joanna.
或者叫我
Joanna. Right. So as long as I'm just Joanna, I'm fine.
对，直接叫我 Joanna 也是可以的。
That's all I want to be. There is one more.
还有一张。
Yeah.The churches that my church there in the village I just walk to, but most of the other places you have to take, we call a motor taxi. It's a motorbike. You're on someone else's driving it.
好，那在那个村庄就可以走去。那你要从别的地方来，就要坐当地的那个摩托车。
Because by the time you get to the actual church, the track is like this. It's just enough for a motorbike could go.
那你只要去到那个教会的话，那个地方就很窄，就只有摩托车可以开过去。
So they wanted to make sure I was safe, so my church bought me that helmet.
如果他们就希望我安全的话，那就他们帮我买了一个头盔。
I think I look pretty cool.
我觉得这个很酷。
And then the last one.
最后一个。
This is a Christmas card. I actually have a P.O. box, and I can leave a couple of. That's one thing. If somebody asks me what's the main thing you can do for Joanna as a missionary is send me snail mail.I love getting mail. I have a P.O. box.
就是我这种做的那个圣诞节的卡片，如果你们有人问可以帮助我什么的话，就可以你们可以给我寄信，给我写信。
The way the post office is laid out, my box, when I open it, people can see the public.
所以我的那个邮箱，你可以打开，其实公开的邮箱，大家都可以看到的。
So I make a really big production of it. I'm going to the post office. I'm going to open. These kids follow me. I make it a big deal.
所以我每次去邮局拿信的时候，就让大家都知道，所以大家小朋友都跟着我一起去邮局拿信。
So when I pull something out, which starts little by little, I'm getting more mail. It's like because the village doesn't get mail.
因为当地的这个村庄他们其实自己没有什么信的，所以我就如果我去拿很多信的话就可以，大家可以，他们就会收到信。
So when you send me mail, the village gets mail through me.
如果你们给我寄信的话，其实就是写信给他们整个村庄。
So there's beside the post office is a little shop with a bench.
little shop.
You buy pop if that's a little.
在他那个邮局旁边有一个那个卖汽水的小店。
So I made the big deal about opening the box.
所以我把这个做得很隆重，去来打开这个信件这个事情。
Then I sit down and make a big deal about opening the letter.
然后对他们来说这很重要，要看这些信。
And really a crowd gathers.
就有很多人一起来看。
What that postmark like, when was it postmarked? That last, what's the date that it left America?
这个最后上面这个时间是我最后离开。
Yeah, right. Or the stamps.
对。
What type of the stamps? What they just look at all of it. They hold the envelope and look it all over.
他们就可以看这个很仔细的看这个信上的这个邮戳是什么，这个邮票是什么样的。
And they all read my mail.
他们都会读我所有的邮件。
But it's, you know, I mean, nothing's super private, but it's like to them it's some connection to a whole other reality, which is here.
这并没有很多很私人的东西，但对他们来说，这个就是他们和外面的世界的一种联系。
And it came to me too. It sits on my table. I can pick it up and look at it.
那对我来说其实也是的，这就在我的桌上，我也可以看。
This particular Christmas card.
这一张特别这一张。
Was postmarked December 1st. I think you can see.
你可以看到它是那个十二月一号寄来的。
And it ended up in my P.O. box 5 months later.
这个最后到我的邮箱里面就是五个月以后了。
Most things come in 2 to 3 weeks. There's no day, I don't know, it just showed up 5 months later. So,
通常是3到4周就可以收到，但这个不知道为什么那么晚，过了五个月才收到。
So I will leave a couple of flyers with my, there's my email and things, but snail mail is important to me too, because I can keep it and hold it and look at it. But the village lives off my snail mail.
然后 email 当然也很好，但如果你可以寄这个真的信件的话就更好，就好像整个村庄都靠着这个活一样的。
So we're just about at one. It's okay, I can go a little longer. Oh, okay.
可以再多讲一点。
The, when I was still in Malawi,
当我还在马拉维的时候，
The Lord gave me an analogy.
然后神给我一个比喻。
That I didn't realize it's about basketball.
这是跟篮球有关的。
You know the sport basketball from, you know, everybody knows. Well, I'm not following any sports there. I love sports, but I'm not following anything.
我也喜欢运动，但是我自己不没有很特别在运动上。
And what the Lord reminded me of is what in basketball, what people will say is that other team's not going to beat us in our house.
那在那个运动里面，篮球这个运动里面，就是说另外一个 team 是不能在我们这个主场来把我们打败的。
And so it's very important to protect in basketball our house, that arena.
那对于篮球来说，这很重要，我们要在自己的主场一定要能赢。
So when I got here, I talked about this Corvallis Four Square as my sending church, and I mentioned this to Pastor Kevin.
然后我回到这个我的在这边的母会，我就跟他们提到。
And I don't think we've come to the end of the NBA finals yet.
我们知道这个 NBA 这个总决赛还没打完。
Maybe some of you are following. See, I didn't know, and he said that's interesting that the Lord told you that because right now we have a Canadian team that in the finals with an American team.
所以如果你们有看的话，就知道现在有一个加拿大的球队和美国的球队在打 NBA 的总决赛。
And he said, we're here, because you didn't know this, God knew this, we're here in America, basketball fans saying, nobody from Canada is going to come beat us in our house, which is the United States.
他说这很有趣，神告诉，神都知道，你虽然不知道，但是对于美国的球迷来说，怎么能让一个加拿大的球队在美国打赢篮球比赛呢？
So for us, the link is that right now, this is our house, where we're right now, this is our spiritual house where we gathered today.
所以这个跟我们的这个联属灵的联系，就是说这里是我们的一个主场。
And we believe and claim for what God wants to do in this house.
所以我们要做神要我们做的是在这个我们的这个主场。
Corvallis is our house.
那科村就是我们的主场。
we're here for Corvallis to know the Lord.
我们的责任是让我们的主场的这个人都认识神。
Oregon State's our house.
那俄勒冈州立大学也是我们的主场。
Oregon's our house.
但俄勒冈州也是我们的主场。
America's our house.
就美国是我们的主场。
China's our house.
中国当然也是我们的主场。
The world is our house.
整个世界是我们基督徒的主场。
When Christ died, and I was in the other service, they talked about when Christ died and returned to heaven to sit on the right hand of the Father.
So, 我今天在另外一个教会听到，当耶稣基督死，然后复活回到坐在父神的右边的时候，
God gave him more authority than he'd had when he was walking the earth.
神给他的权柄要远超过他在还在地上的时候的权柄。
When he was walking the earth, he had authority to cast out demons.
他有在地上的时候，他有这个这个叫赶鬼的这个
raise people from the dead, those miracles.
还有他的神迹，像让死人从死里复活。
But when he sat down at the right hand of the Father, the Lord said, "Now you have all authority over all of heaven and all of earth."
当他坐在神的右边的时候，神跟他说，你有天上地下一切的权柄。
And by the power of the Holy Spirit, we share that with him.
但是通过圣灵的能力，我们是和他有一样的这个权柄。
Which makes the world our house.
所以这个可以让我们成为这个世界是成为我们的主场。
We have his authority to take spiritual ground.
所以我们可以用这个权柄来建立这个属灵的这个我们的属灵的领地。
And when I was praying about this, the other, I'm very visual. I learn visually how I see things.
我可以看到这样的意象或者图像。
So in the Old Testament, Joshua was called to take the promised land.
那在旧约的时候，约书亚是被神呼召去来占领这个应许之地。
A physical place.
那是一个实际存在的地方。
But God had promised him that wherever he goes, he was already given to him.
那神跟他说的是，你所到之地，他已经赐给他了。
So the command to Joshua was, "Be strong, be of good courage." And just go because I've already given it to you.
所以神要约书亚做的是就去做这件事情，只要去，因为神已经赐给他了。
I think that's the same command we have now in the New Testament.
所以在新约里面，我们受到是同样的命令。
But we're taking spiritual land.
但我们要占的是属灵的这个应许之地。
Showing the love of God to people so that they are hungry to know what we have.
所以我们要把神的爱带给。所有的这些人和我们一样的。
Yesterday I was with some, I just met these new friends. We were sat together at a little coffee shop.
昨天和一些老朋友坐在这个咖啡店里。
And they asked me if I was the type of Christian where somebody had to know the Lord before I would do something, like give them a blanket or feed them a meal, or
before
they had to be a Christian first.
他们问我是不是那种基督徒，就是。要这个人要信主了之后，你才去帮他的。
I said no, I'm not like that.
我说我不是这样的。
I don't know anybody that's like that loves the Lord. We don't say you have to know Jesus and then we will love you.
我不知道任何一个人真正信主都会不会这样，但是我们知道跟他说神爱你。
We love people and if we can help in some way, whether it's food or companionship, we give that freely.
我们要去爱这些人，无论他们需要什么，我们都愿意去给他们。
And then they ask us, then they want to know why. It opens a door.
然后他们就会问为什么，这个就会打开一扇门。
And now we have an opening to their spirits.
然后我们就可以打开一个通向他们的这个灵魂的一扇门。
And that's usually how people come to know the Lord. People love them to the Lord.
这个就是通常我们能够帮助人。到神面前的一种方式。
Because this is our house.
因为这个是我们的主场。
And it's our time.
而且这个是我们的这个时间。
And I just want to close with that idea we've been talking about, everything there is a season.
所以我用这个来总结，就是凡事都是有定期的。
And to everything there's a purpose. Every time there's a purpose.
然后每一个时间，每一个定期都是有它的一个目的的。
So the idea now, if this, what is your house?
那现在的问题就是你的主场在哪里？
Because we're all different.
因为我们每一个人都不一样。
My house happens to be Malawi.
我的主场 正巧是在这个马拉维。
And it sounds like exotic and special.
看起来是 很特别的一个地方。
But I'm not special.
但我自己并不是很那么特别。
Or I'm not any more special than you. Maybe that's what I should say.
或者我应该说的是，我并不比在座的任何一位更特别。
God called you to your house, whatever that is for you.
那神会呼召到你自己的那个主场。
So it's your job.
是或者在你的工作上。
It's school if you go to the university.
或者在你的学校里面。
It's your neighborhood.
就是在你的邻舍。
And primarily, it is your house. It's where you and your family live.
还特别是你自己的那个家里面。
Those are the people who should see you as the best, as the person who loves the Lord the most. Those people should see you as a loving Christian.
那个你在神里面所最爱的那个人，他应该能看到你怎样去做一个基督徒。
So we have the same purpose of people coming to know Jesus.
我们都有同样的目的，让所有人都来信。
And growing as Christians.
然后在主里面成长。
When I was there singing, we had what three young men here, right?
然后我们看，我在今天看敬拜的时候，我们看到三个年轻人。
When I see that, I know something's right with this church.
然后可以看到这个。
When there are young people in leadership, something's going right, and I honor you for that and what's happening here.
我觉得一个教会里面如果年轻人起来这个是一件好的事情
because there's purpose and it's being fulfilled in young people which means it just will be fulfilled through everybody
我知道有神有一个目的那需要下一代年轻人起来来满足、
right. God doesn't care about the size of a church
神并不在意这个教会的大小
He cares about the hearts
在意人的心
and this church has a big heart
这个教会有一个很大的心
so that is That's kind of where my heart is here is just to remind you how grateful I am for your financial support.
那我在这边非常感激大家对我这样经济上的这些支持。
But primarily for your prayer support.
那特别还有你们在祷告上的支持。
And to have the opportunity to just be with you here today is so special.
然后和你们有这样一天的时间在一起对我来说是很特别。
And I'd like to pray.
我想为大家祷告。
But before I do that, I have a little presentation to make. Just a little one. Gigi, would you come up?
然后在这之前，我有一个很小的 Gigi.
Yeah, Gigi. Yeah. I know she really wanted this to happen. No. In my village.
然后在我的村庄里面。
We call them the sewing ladies.
就是撒种的女士。
And what they do?
Sewing.
So what they do is they get material. This is a Malawian pattern. This is there's specific Malawian patterns. They all have names. I don't know what this is.
这是马拉维的一种图案的样式。
They get material and they sew this and other things and sell them.
他们把那做这样的东西，然后可以来卖。
Which I bought to give to you because you've been so sweet and helpful to me.
我买了这个，特别来送给你。
And then they use the proceeds for some projects they have to help women. So that was sewn by hand with the zipper and everything, and I bought one for you. Thank you very much.
完全手工制的。
Yeah. There's always that person that's so helpful, and you're so helpful to me.
谢谢你，非常帮助我非常多。
I'm just thinking, just for a minute here, just let me think. I'm not so sure that I'm the one that should pray. I want you to pray. Would you come and pray for us and pray for me?
不确定是不是我应该祷告，还是请牧师为我为教会祷告。
Isn't that wonderful?
是不是很
？Let's give glory and honor to God.
我们要一起来感谢他。
Okay, let's all pray. Shall we stand? Let's all stand.
请大家一起站起来。
We pray for Joanne, her mission, her life, also for your own and my own. Because I want everyone have a purpose found in God, not just for me, my castle, it's for others.
Because we all have a purpose found in God, not just for me, my castle, it's for others.
Blessing, not just for ourselves.
成为一个别人的祝福。
And Father, we thank you for this message of the day.
主啊，谢谢你今天给我们这样的信息。
And we have firsthand seen Joanne walk her preaching.
我们可以第一手的看到她所讲的。
And her actions prove her faith.
她的行为证明她的信心。
And Father, we pray that every one of us will do the same.
我们希望每一个人都能如此做。
Not just know our home, our house.
不仅仅是了解自己的家。
But what's our mission and our purpose of life?
我们这一生的目的和责任。
We want just like Joanne, leave everything behind, not necessarily physical, literally.
我们知道 Joanne 把一些东西都放下。
But move forward to what you have called her to be.
然后向前成为你所呼召她的样子。
Be somebody you would like us to be.
成为你想让我们成为的人。
Not necessarily what we can do for you, but just be the person that you design us to be.
不是说我们可以做什么，而是成为一个你设计我们所成为的人。
So today we have the honor to bless her.
我们有这样的荣幸来祝福她。
And we pray that her example will be our life model.
所以她的榜样成为我们的一个学习的榜样。
We can be a bigger or even much more blessing than all the people we have met.
我们可以成为我们所有一切认识的人，成为他们带给他们祝福。
And Father, help us to be that kind of people you want us to be.
让我们成为那样你想我们成为的这种人。
We thank you and want to bless her.
我们谢谢你，我们祝福她。
And we want to bless everyone here.
我也祝福在座每一位。
So that we can be blessing for others.
所以我们可以成为所有人的祝福。
In Jesus' name we pray.
耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
谢谢。
Very good. Please be seated.
那请大家坐下。